With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. It's just about all over except for the voting. Both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump spent the day in Pennsylvania for the final day of campaigning. Well, what's the weather going to be like for Election Day?
Blizzard conditions are possible in Montana. It's not a battleground state, and it's expected to go for Donald Trump. There could be rain for voters in battleground states Michigan and Wisconsin, with thunderstorms possible in parts of Michigan. Light rain is expected in northern Arizona. Snow is also forecast for parts of Idaho, eastern Washington, and Oregon. Calm weather is expected for the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Southwest.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. Georgia is once again considered one of the seven swing states that will help decide the winner of the presidential election. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
And polls out of the Peach State show a close race between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Three websites that aggregate battleground state surveys, the Silver Bulletin, the 538, and the New York Times, each have Trump leading Harris by 2 percentage points or less, well within their margins of error. For more than 20 years, Georgia has been a reliably red state in presidential elections until 2020, when Biden narrowly defeated Trump by just 11,779 votes, becoming the first Democratic presidential nominee to carry the state since Bill Clinton did in 1992. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Tropical storm Rafael formed in the Caribbean and will bring heavy rain to Jamaica and the Cayman Islands before strengthening to a hurricane and likely hitting Cuba. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that later in the week, it's also expected to bring heavy rainfall to Florida and portions of the U.S. Southeast. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 257 points. The Nasdaq dropped 59. This is SRN News. Los Angeles has a special place for transgender people to vote.
The city has established a polling place that will only be open to individuals who are living as the opposite sex. LGBT activists and LA officials say transgender people need a place where they will feel, quote, safe while voting. Ordinarily, Americans have to vote at their assigned precinct, but in California, there are also general polling places where people can cast their ballots outside of their immediate locality. Election Day is Tuesday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are issuing a warning about Missouri's abortion amendment. The measure would bar the government from infringing on a person's fundamental right to reproductive freedom. Pro-lifers say that language would allow children to get abortions and sex change operations without parental involvement. In addition to Missouri, voters are considering constitutional abortion amendments in 8 other states. This is SRN News. Many happy returns? Well, not exactly.
Some retailers not only offer dissatisfied customers full refunds, they're allowing them to keep the unwanted merchandise as well. Returnless refunds are a tool that more retailers are using to keep online shoppers happy and to reduce shipping fees and processing times. Companies like Walmart and Target have decided that some items are simply not worth the cost or the hassle of getting back. Rich Thomason reporting.
Cheers and sobs of relief broke out in a federal courtroom in Kansas as dozens of people whose life savings had been embezzled by a bank CEO learned federal law enforcement had recovered their money. 70-year-old Bart Camilli said he couldn't describe the weight lifted from his shoulders when he learned he'd be getting back nearly $450,000 in lifelong savings. More details at srnnews.com.